It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Two wars, one global economic crisis, and an ongoing concern about terrorism might reasonably add up to a desire to know what's going on in the world. But these things are happening when news organizations are slashing budgets and especially foreign coverage. As NPR's David Folkenflik reports, one small outfit is trying to buck the trend with a new model for foreign reporting.
I'm standing on a blustery morning beside a marina with a native New Englander named Charles Sennett.
So this is out on Boston Harbor, and it is really a magical spot to have a news organization with a view like this where you can actually see the place where America was first connected to the world. This is where the clipper ships first went to China and back.
Sennett covered wars and conflict in 15 countries for the New York Daily News and the Boston Globe. But like many papers, the Globe no longer has a foreign staff. And now he's the executive editor and chief evangelist for Global Post, an online for-profit news outlet less than a year old. The company has 16 full-time employees in Boston and relies on a network of more than 70 part-time correspondents and contributors in 50 countries.
We think there's a need for a news organization that has an American voice, not a voice that is nationalistic or jingoistic, but a voice that understands that Americans want to know about the world, need to know about the world, and we're going to take them there in a way using what we call ground truth, which is really just about being there.
They've done in-depth reports about the working conditions of people in developing countries who assemble iPhones, an eyewitness account of a terrorist bombing in Kabul, and the tale of the discovery of crates of whiskey left in Antarctica a century ago by the explorer Ernest Shackleton. Former foreign correspondents from CNN, Newsweek, The New York Times, and NPR are among those who are writing for Global Post. Ingrid Cyprian Matthews is foreign editor of CBS News.
It's a unique website, if you will. They've got quite an impressive pool of freelance journalists, and so we saw it just as an opportunity to expand our reach.
Global Post stories now run on the CBS website, but a larger paid partnership emerged. A Global Post reporter in Brazil helped coordinate the network's coverage when a French airliner went down. In September, a CBS story on the diversion of federal funds in Afghanistan was constructed around its new partner's story.
The international news organization Global Post quoted several unnamed contractors who said 20% of their budgets or more go to pay off the Taliban.
So small steps and a bit of extra money for Global Post. Small pay for its correspondents, too. $1,000 each per month to produce four articles. So they better have other, better-paying gigs. John Danishevsky is a senior managing editor at the Associated Press.
I would rate it at this stage a noble experiment.
Danishevsky argues those part-time reporters aren't currently providing coverage closely enough linked to hard news to build readership.
They're a little weak because they're a little scattered and they don't really have the resources because, you know, let's face it, gathering news is a pretty expensive proposition and they can't hope to be comprehensive.
Global Post offers most articles online for free and charges advertisers to reach readers. It claims 600,000 unique visitors a month. It struck deals with a surprising range of sites to include links to its stories, including Reuters, AOL, The Huffington Post, and BillO'Reilly.com. But Global Post CEO Phil Balboni says he's seeking to build new revenues.
We need, in the online world, even though it began 100% free and remains substantially free, we need to find ways to make a transition to a contribution by people.
A group of news outlets, including the New York Daily News, a French-language news agency, and the South China Morning Post, pay to republish Global Post stories. Readers who pay a membership fee can talk to reporters in weekly conference calls. And private clients pay thousands of dollars to commission specific reports. As, for example, when an investment analysis firm wanted information on credit card use in China. It's all a work in progress, Charlie Sennett says.
And somewhere between Afghanistan and Antarctica, between the Taliban and whiskey, is the formula that you're looking for to drive traffic on the web. It's alchemy. We don't know how to do this, but we are having a lot of fun trying to figure out the mix.
David Folkenflik, NPR News.